We even started a new tradition, Marjorie said. For the last 2 summers, my niece and her new husband have treated everyone to fresh donuts fried in a pan over the fire for breakfast. We all stand around and eat them while the glaze is still dripping off. You don't get fresher than that. Marjorie's elderly Uncle Philip led devotions each morning. On Saturday, the men and boys went off to find a non-algified stream to fish. They had fun fishing, but went through a lot of bait, Marjorie said. I think they enjoyed feeding the fish the bait more than catching them to keep. That evening, after a full day of volleyball and a rigorous game of softball that ended with a tie of 9 runs, they made kettle corn in a large black kettle. This was another new tradition we started this year. A close brush with some overly friendly skunks caused some anxious moments. Those skunks chased a few ladies into cabins for the rest of the night, Marjorie said. And by the next day, it was time to pack up and head home. It was so nice to get away from all the work at home. But when we walked into our house, it seemed extra big after staying in tiny tents and cabins a couple of nights. Over the years, the Wengard clan has grown through births and marriages. Our number is now 42, but it seems there is never a year when everyone can be there. Still, it's always a blessing to reconnect and find out what is going on in everyone's life. We always thank God when we arrive back home safely after the reunion, with added blessings and oh so many good memories. Roadmap, getting there from here. Sometimes the simplest things in life are the very best. Children often have a better grasp of that concept than adults. The Wengards family gathering was about as simple as a vacation can get. Tent camping, food cooked on an open fire, swimming in a lake or a pool. And the joy of being together. As you plan your next family trip, think about what you want your children to remember. What memory is going to stand out for them? The place? Or most likely, the people? Factor that thought into your trip, wherever it might be. The Amish keep in close contact with their large extended families. Relationships are vitally important. Have you ever tried to create a family reunion? The benefits are numerous. They give a family context and a sense of belonging. Children learn the family story, the wonderful parts and the not-so-wonderful parts. Even the sometimes embarrassing stories can be a powerful way for your children to soak up words of warning, caution, or regret. In their own words, another lovely day has dawned after a most spectacular sunset last evening. The whole western sky was a vibrant orange, more than I can ever remember seeing. We all stood outside a while, marveling at the handiwork of God.